Kiss FM.
What happens in my head? What happens in my head? I'ma hit this hotel. There's a party in that lobby. But careful who you mess with, cause I hope tell everybody. Miami, where all that from? And the girlfriend's got one too. Baby, let's go. She was Mulatica, yeah. I'm talking about a killer. I put her on the mic, beat it up like thriller. She the best friend, said bring one more. Another bad one, you already know. Let's show.
Of the following program were pre-recorded.
From this Toyota Dealer Traffic Center.
We make it easy.
Kiss FM Freeway Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So most of Orange County is very quiet. I'm not seeing any major incidents going on. In fact, I don't even see anything happening in terms of construction anymore. It's already that time that most of that should have already picked up. 105 Freeway, the eastbound side about Hawthorne Boulevard, we do have reports that there is a crash on the right lane. Now, that westbound side is going to be busy because people later on, not that much later in even, will be making their way towards LA Stadium, right, for the game that takes place at 12. Now, remember, there's a lot of watch parties for the game that takes place tonight, Mexico versus South Korea, and that would be in areas of, say, the Grove. Then we have something in Koreatown. We also and that means street closures. We also have something right there outside of Mariachi Plaza, downtown LA. So just to be prepared, and really public transportation is the best way to go. I want to go back really quick. 91 West at the 55. Now we have reports of a stall in lanes. This report is sponsored by Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses meet their goals locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are going to be in the mid-70s in Anaheim today. Brentwood, a high of 70. And right now, it is 59 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, L.A. It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KSFM.
L.A.'s number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, with me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy.
to Fall in Love, Olivia Dean. Yeah, it's us again already. When you hear these voices in the morning, it's time to go. Good morning. We'll try and do our best to get you rolling this morning. Take a strong cup. Hot coffee. That'll help. It's Kiss FM.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I tried your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same fight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. Where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
And Zara Larsson on Kiss FM. Good morning. Good Thursday, June 18th. Good to see everybody.
Oh,
back at it.
Good morning.
This June gloom. Come on. You know, I got to tell you, at least it's not El Nino yet. I don't know what that's going to be. Everybody's got me all
wet,
spun up about it.
Wet. And they're saying the San Andreas Fault is like all crazy right now.
Oh,
like,
no, I like, don't want a wakey San Andreas.
Some pressure, like the worst in like a thousand years or something
that.
Like that. And they're saying a big earthquake is on the way.
Why the June doom with the June gloom, y'all?
June doom gloom.
I don't want the doom. I don't want the gloom, but I'll take the gloom over the doom.
I don't want the wet.
I'm just here to give you the knowledge.
But the knowledge, I mean, El Nino, all I know is everything I read, it's like, oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy. Worse than the one that was way back in the day. So.
I don't even have rain boots.
Really?
No.
Get yourself some hunters.
Well, it's like rains like 5 times a year.
Yeah,
here.
But then you just have them for the rest of your life.
Sneakers.
El Nino's coming.
Yeah.
All right. So, I changed my life.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
I have a game changer for everybody in the morning.
Okay.
So, you know, I use that little Mr. Coffee machine, the tiny one.
Yeah.
When I travel.
Uh-huh.
I have the Mr. Coffee machine, the tiny one now, in my bedroom. So, when I get up, by the time I get up, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, wash my face. I've started it as soon as I get up. So, as soon as I wake up, I start it. Before I even get in the shower, it's ready. And then I sippy sip, get in the shower, quick shower.
Yeah.
Come out, and while I'm getting dressed, I sip my first cup of coffee before I even get out of the bedroom. I am telling you guys, you are welcome. my address. You know it to send the thank you cards, isn't it, Tanya?
I do see a little pep in your step this morning now.
It's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Why? What? Where have... Mark, how many years? 2.5 decades? And I finally figure out Mr. Coffee in the bedroom is the game changer?
That's nice.
You should really... try it. It actually saves time as well, because then you don't have to go downstairs to do it or
well, yeah, I put a water jug in my bedroom, and I was like, well, I thought that was a game changer, but no, maybe the coffee.
I'll get you
move.
All Mr. Coffees. These are little travel versions of
wait
it, too.
Wait till you try your mouth quick. Tape, and then you're really going to be...
Okay, we're not doing
there
that.
There will never be a day where I tape my mouth. I don't know. No, it'll be a fire one day, or something will happen. There'll be an emergency, and I'll have my mouth taped and won't be able to
you
scream.
You guys are really exactly. missing out on deep sleep over here. I'm sleeping fine.
I am missing out on deep sleep. I will tell you that. Because every time I've read it with that thing that reads it that you got to wear, it doesn't go down to the deep REM much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here we go. June gloom, not doom, happiness, Thursday, 18th day of the June month. And we got your free gas. That's going to start next hour. Also, Chewie's in Tarzana this morning, free gas. So stand by for that. Look for him there. It's Kiss FM. We'll come back and tell you more about Ryan's Roses in a little bit, too. That's at 7:40.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
A visit to Six Flags Magic Mountain is more than just a day at the park. It's a chance for any kind of fun seeker to find their kind of summer fun any time of day. Like a mid-morning thrill ride stomach drop, a 12 o'clock churro chomp, an afternoon visit to Looney Tunes Land, or if you're like me, all of the above. For a limited time, stay refreshed with free drinks included in your ticket. Visit our website to get yours. Restrictions apply. Online only.
Let's do this! On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
Free gas today, again. When you win this, you qualify to get free gas for an entire year. 1-800-520-1027. Call it 102. You score from KISS.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
KISS FM!
To take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog.
Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Tonight, we are young. So I said. the bar closes and you feel like falling down. I'll carry you home tonight.
Freeway update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So the drive and the conditions, a little slow and go here throughout Orange County, but the drive has been decent in terms of not having a lot of accidents, crashes, stalls, that kind of thing. So just the normal slowing that we get, right? 15 southbound side, right about Sierra Avenue. So someone was towing a trailer, ended up conking out, sitting in lanes. 210 eastbound side at Campus Avenue. We got this car fire. So you just kind of have to watch your step. I feel like this one involving a semi is part of the reason things are slow. This report is sponsored by Paint Care. Households and businesses can recycle leftover paint at more than 800 drop-off sites in California. Quantities of 800 plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A nice day today in West Covina, a high of 76. Burbank, cool for you, a high of 73. And right now, it is 59 in Hollywood.
Hey, if you're on dating apps, you should know that having one of these in your profile will increase your incoming messages by 350%. You're welcome back room again.
I feel like I know what it is.
What is it?
A mom.
No, it's not a mom. Oh. Doesn't everyone have a mom?
Yeah, but like they don't put them in their profile pictures on the dating apps.
Speak for yourself. It's Kiss FM. On Kiss FM. Hey, your Disneyland tickets this hour to win in just a few minutes. All right, Seacrest, Sissany, Tanya, Thursday means a Ryan's Roses. So let me tell you, in case you got to go somewhere for the next half hour or so to come back after seven, she says her husband is a principal and one of the school moms at the school is someone he went to college with. And back in the day, they were more than just friends. And she wants to know if anything else is going on again. So there must be more to the story. We'll get to that. At 7:40. Now, there are two kinds of people in this world. Those who get nervous when their tank is on the red or close to the E, and those who don't trust the gauge, who don't trust the predictor and run that thing way out, way down to the last minute, to the last mile.
No, that means I trust it.
What I say?
You say that they don't trust. I do trust it. I trust it so much.
I don't trust you.
Why not? Now, what?
That's what I'm trying to say. I don't trust you. And your husband shouldn't trust you either now.
Why?
You did you not run this thing down, the tank down to the last mile?
Listen, my gas was low. I kept watching it, and it kept saying, like, you have 5 miles, you have 3 miles. And I was going around town, and I'm like, oh, I got plenty. I'm just going to go there and back. We're good still.
There and back, by the way, at 3 miles is 1.5 and 1.5. That means you're done. You're dead. There's nothing
left.
Yeah,
but I didn't even go that many miles. So I was just doing, like, blocks, you know? I'm like, I don't really go that far. If I had to go drive to San Diego, then yes, I would fill up my gas tank.
But don't you also think to yourself, hey, okay, I've got to fill up, A, because I may run out, or B, because if I don't run out and I get home, I'm going to run out when I want to go out next time.
I do think that, but then something always comes up, and then I'm always, like, rushing to the next thing. And I was like, oh, I can't do it right now, so I'll do it later.
But
so
if you're always rushing to the next thing, the next time you get in your car for the next thing, you won't be able to rush because you'll be done.
So that's what kind of happened. Michael was dropping me and the kids off at a play date. Which sounds random, but
you were going on a play date?
Well, with all the kids.
With the kids.
It's like,
okay,
oh, yeah, we're going
all
to someone else's house to go use their pool and, like, have a fun. It was, like, the last day of school. And I was going to drink, so I didn't want to drive. So he's like, I'll drop you guys off. And so he gets in the car, and we're halfway there. And he's like, Sissy, you have 1 mile left on your gas. How do you live like this? And I go, how do you not fill up my gas tank for me? Like,
see,
these are the
problem.
Things that husbands should do for their wives.
You're so defensive immediately instead of saying, I hear what you're saying. I'm so sorry.
Well, I didn't know that.
I get
your
point.
I didn't know that thing where I what was the thing that we were supposed to say?
I get your point. I see your point.
I see your point right now.
That is the ultimate universal diffuser. I see your point. I'm sorry.
You know, fine. I see his point. However, as a wife.
You don't say, I see your point, and then however. It doesn't work. It diffuses
just a
fancy it.
But. However, wives do so much for their husbands. Like, I want a wife. I want a wife that always, like, when I run out of toothpaste, the toothpaste just magically appears right there on the sink. When the clean towels just magically appear in the bathroom.
You can't step in and want a wife till I get one. So let's not confuse the issue here
just
in the
saying,
universe.
I do all of these wonderful things for my husband. The least he can do is just fill up my gas tank for me. Period.
I think it wasn't that, to be honest. I think he was a little rattled that he wasn't going to have a cocktail or whatever you're going to have at this little play date. He wasn't going to get to play.
Trust me, he ended up coming back after he had to do his work, and he came back and, Ubered.
I was saying, how'd you get home then? Okay, well, two types of people, those who trust and don't trust whatever I said at the beginning of this conversation. Now, coming up next, Disneyland tickets.
Turn it up on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
KISS FM.
Second time is one to make.
update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I mean, here's the deal, right? We are still looking at a fairly good ride all around. And I think some of that because we have tomorrow being a holiday. It's Juneteenth. So some people may already be off. Then we also have people maybe waiting to go to some of these watch parties taking place like at the, Putsodas Plaza. I'm going to Union Station. Some people will be doing that to take public transportation. But obviously at Seoul International Park and then over at Mariachi Plaza. And then we have that game taking place at Los Angeles Stadium later on today. So those areas will be very busy. You are encouraged to take public transportation. I think it's actually a good way to go. Not even so much because dealing with the traffic, but then the parking will be very challenging. 5 northbound side of Colorado Boulevard, we have this wreck. It looks like the fire department now getting on scene to help out and take care of it. Might even be a little closer to say Los Feliz Boulevard. I feel like most of your drive throughout LA is decent. 57 north, right about Orange Thorpe, we have this crash. It's a stall. Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. That was coming. All right, 57 North at Orange Thorpe. Stall in lanes. This report is sponsored by Albertsons and Vons. Outdoor entertainment begins with great deals at Vons or Albertsons. This week, pork baby back ribs are $3.99 a pound with membership where applicable, and untrimmed tri-tip roast $4.99 per pound with membership where applicable. Limit two roast. Shop in store online today. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be nice today. 60s, 70s, low 80s, depending on where you're at. A high of 69 in Venice. Redlands, a high of 81 for you. And right now it is 60 in Hollywood.
Thank you, Sissany. As we get going this morning, keep us with you. We're streaming live on the free iHeartRadio app, the Disneyland Resort. Super for the kids this summer. Got a 4-pack right now of one day, one park tickets. And we got them all day to win on Kiss FM. Call me now, 800-520-1027.
Call, pick up whenever you call. In the parking lot in Tucson, like, are you with me? In the Phantom with the roof gone, I pull up like Jimmy Neutron. I can never get a move on, like you hard. I know you like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Coming up on your creepy, wrapping nice things. Slide, plenty of the men trying to get in the bed. So I'ma get sloshed instead. I know it's gonna make you beg. Where would I go? Where would I go? If I didn't love you, babe. And what would I do? If I didn't love you, babe. What would I do?
What would
I do? I didn't love you. Baby, what you doing? What's wrong? Back into your friends, you don't want that from me. You like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Slide, slide, you know what that means. I'm coming up on you creepy, dropping nice things. So I'ma get sloshed in bed. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
JB Bieber, UConn, 102.7 Kiss FM. So Ryan's Rose is Thursday, 7:40. We'll dive into it. All right, Michaela, let's get to this. We were going to talk about it the other day, but we missed it. Michaela's roommate needs a real date, and Michaela's all flustered about it. So is your roommate, right? Like, she's kind of up in arms?
Yeah, so she's been on like 3 or 4 dates with this guy, but all they do is get drinks, and then he takes her home. They make out in the car, and that's it. And I'm like, you deserve an actual date.
Okay, well, why does she say yes? Hold on.
I mean,
making out in the car.
Yeah.
Core memories. Gosh. Like, that's like the peak and the beginning of the relationship, and it's so but steamy.
If it's every time? Why does she say yes if she doesn't want this to happen?
Well, she doesn't know it's going to happen. He picks the place, and like one time she went and she thought they were going to eat dinner, so she didn't eat. And
then she had drinks.
Yeah,
and then went back and made out with him?
Yeah.
Well, how about not make out with him when he drives her back? I mean, there are ways to block this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think she also wants to make out with him, but she also wants a proper date.
Like, well, let's get into this guy's head. All right, why is he not taking it one step further? Like, what's the deal with not... How many times have they been out for the drink?
I think 3 or 4 times.
Okay, bro, what's this? Who is... Let me talk to this guy. I need this guy to talk to. I mean, bro,
hold
you can't
on.
Just keep... He's got to offer a meal at some point after 2 or 3 or 4 dates, Tanya. He can't just keep playing tonsil golf.
I'm just saying, when you're getting to know somebody, not investing multiple hours is like totally normal.
She wants to invest more.
Yeah. And he doesn't. He's not ready.
And
that's
she
fair.
She needs to take charge too. She can be like, you know what? I'm picking the place tonight.
Or, hey, how about you take me out for dinner, bro?
Yeah.
Like,
speak up.
Not just a Moscow mule.
Oh, I haven't What's had one of those in a long time.
I don't know what. I don't know what
I'm saying. Moscow Mule is so fun.
That is a fun drug. I haven't had in a long time.
Since that play date?
No. What did I have that? I had wine. Rosé.
So I think you go back to your roommate and you say, look, here's the consensus. You need to speak up a little bit. I mean, if she likes the guy, just speak up and say, hey, can we do something other than just grab a drink? Let's grab a bite. Let's hang a little longer. I mean, to Sissy's point, there's no... bad in being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, sound so defeated, Michaela. Thank you very much.
I think she was just like nervous. Like, what if he doesn't want that? Like, so
then he's not for her.
But I think Tanya's right. Maybe he's just not ready. So maybe she has to say like, "Hey."
Well, then after 4 of these sessions of a cocktail and a kiss, she needs to move on.
Yeah.
Although Tanya thinks it's very sexy, cocktail and a kiss.
I do.
Or hot, whatever you call it.
Yeah. Yes. All Michael and I did at the beginning of our relationship was make out in the car. Because we'd meet and halfway now, at the Irvine Spectrum.
And now you have to sneak out to your car to make out because of the kids. Full circle. Coming up next. Having one of these, Michaela, in your dating app profile photo increases your incoming messages by almost 400%.
Wow.
Next, Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM. What?
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is A-some, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot. Crack a window. Air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say. Let's explore your talent. Hey boy, I really wanna
Ryan Seacrest.
He's so funny.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
Woohoo!
Seven Kiss FM. So we got a quote of the day, and also, have you heard of Zoosk, the dating app Zoosk? Anybody?
That's,
you
know what that old is? Zoosk? School. Yeah, that was, is like it? Back in the day.
I've never heard of Zoosk. I don't know what Zoosk does, but they are the engine behind this report that
They're
was circulated
like
in my algorithm.
OG.
Okay, well, they explored what items will increase response in your dating app profile. And if you put a picture of this, you will increase your messages, the incoming ones, by 350-something percent. And this is a picture of a hamster.
That kidding
is bizarre.
Yep. A hamster.
Let me see.
I don't get it. I don't know what those incoming messages might say, because I think it's a bit weird to have a picture of a hamster.
Oh, my gosh. It's not even just like a hamster. It's like unique pets.
Well, it could be a sheep, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Could be a sheep. Could be an elephant.
Pig.
But yeah, could be. But the one that gets the most responses of all the unique animals is the hamster.
That wouldn't do it for me.
Same.
All I think about is like the hamster smell.
I just would run the other way on that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what Zoosk is reporting. Today's quote: when you apologize for your emotions, you're apologizing for existing.
Oh, that's deep.
Well, we need some deepness every once in a while on this show. We need some depth. You're on Kiss FM. Good morning.
He loves me now. He loves me. He holds me tight. Then lets me go. He loves me now. He loves me. He holds me tight. Then lets me go. See right now, I need you. I meet you somewhere now. You up now. I see you. I get you. Take care now. Slow down. Be cool. I miss you. Come here now. It's yours now. Keep it. I'll hold on until now. Then lets me go. He loves me now. He loves me. He holds me tight. Then lets me go. Soon as you leave.